Hi there, I'm Bill, and you might have already heard of my girlfriend, Shay, and how we met. I knew at that moment I saw her. I knew she was the one for me. Unfortunately, at the time, I was seeing her mom. To be completely honest, yeah, I was using Beth. She was bankrolling me for my modeling aspirations, and I was young and dumb. But I'm a different person now. I've grown in the last decade. At least, I like to think so. I like to think I've become a more responsible guy since meeting Shay. And that's why I decided to ask her to marry me. Unfortunately, drama and trouble seem to always find me, even when I'm not the one causing it. On the day of our wedding, my jealous sisters tried to compete with Shay for my attention. Wanna guess which one of them won? So, the story begins when Shay convinced me to break her out of her mom's house. She'd been a shut-in her whole life, and not by her own choosing. Beth was complicated. She had a lot of stuff going on in her head. And most of all, she was jealous of her own daughter's beauty. It always made her feel insecure. But one day, Shay decided she'd had enough of not being able to see the world beyond her tiny room in the attic. At first, I was scared. I tried to contact the authorities, but they laughed me off. They wouldn't believe me. And they just told me to mind my own business and let a parent parent her own child. Perhaps I explained it wrong. Perhaps they misheard me when I said that Shay was being incarcerated in her own home. But nevertheless, they did nothing. I knew I had no other choice. I was the only one capable and remotely willing to do anything. So I agreed to bust her out. It would hurt Beth, I knew that. And I knew she'd probably hunt me down. But should I have let her cause more harm to her daughter's well-being and sanity by letting her keep Shay there? Shay's introduction to the world beyond her room was slow and painful, and we had to go through it together while running away from her mom. She went to the police. She told them, and the media, that I'd kidnapped her daughter. There goes my modeling career, I thought. To everyone who saw and read about the news, I was just some low-life kidnapper who was now a fugitive. But we managed to escape Beth's wrath. We laid low in one of my sister's cabins in the woods for a while. And when the heat died down and the manhunt calmed down, we reached out to every news outlet we could get access to. Shay told her side of the story. At first, nobody believed us. They said that she'd just gotten Stockholm Syndrome, and that I'd convinced her to say what she said to those journalists. But the truth came out eventually. More and more people who were Beth's neighbors shared their stories. They told the world how they didn't even know she had a daughter. Some even detailed how they sometimes saw Shay walking about the backyard, but never saw her go out of the house. Some even regaled the media with chilling tales of walking down Beth and Shay's street and seeing a ghastly figure of a girl staring out of her window. For years, people thought Shay was a ghost. But now, they finally understood the mystery of the girl in Beth's attic. The police called off their hunt for us, and we were again able to walk freely in the world. I took Shay everywhere. I introduced her to all the things she'd never seen and experienced in person before. When I got her first cone of ice cream, she was so overcome with happiness, she kissed me long and deep. Shay got invited to a bunch of talk shows. Her story was the talk of the town. The whole media frenzy around us at least helped me get exposure. And because of Shay, I finally got to become a model. My sisters were not very happy, though. They were happy to help me when I was in trouble. They thought I was just helping an innocent girl out. But they never thought that I was doing it for love, too. See, I never really told my sisters that I was in love with Shay. They were extremely overprotective of me. They didn't even know I was dating Shay's mom before the news story broke out. That was mainly the reason my eldest sister, Angela, offered to help us go into hiding. She wanted to do everything in her power to get Beth's claws away from me. Angela, Mary, and Lacey wanted me all to themselves. I thought they were just being the big sisters that they were. But I never thought to question just how possessive of me they were. Never. Until the day I told them I'd asked Shay to marry me. Marry her? That girl? That girl who barely knows how to go on an escalator? Exclaimed Lacey. She's gonna leave you dead in the ditch, mark my words, added Mary.
I thought she was just a passing fancy. Why would you ever want to marry a girl like that?
Said Angela.
Just leave her. You'll forget her soon enough. She's nothing. Why marry her when you have all three of us?
I was stunned at what Angela said. I have all three of them? What did she mean? Did she mean to say that I should rather marry them instead? But you're my sisters. I stumbled over my words. I could hardly believe my ears.
Exactly, confirmed Lacey. We're all you got. We've raised you, we love you, and we'll never ever leave you.
I love you all too, but that's just not right, isn't it? I said.
We're prettier, said Mary. And wealthier, said Angela.
And you're my sisters, I exclaimed. I didn't want to hear any more of what they wanted to say. This is getting too weird. I'm going to invite you all to the wedding. You can come. You don't have to if you don't want to, but this is just too weird. I wrestled my arms back from my sister's clutches and stormed out of the house. I was still pretty shaken when I got back to Shay, but I decided not to tell her. I didn't want her leaving me. I mean, what would you do if you found out the guy you were about to marry had his sisters lusting after him? So, the wedding planning went smoothly. Mostly because I did everything I could to keep my sisters from knowing what was happening. I only sent out their invites at the very last moment, hoping they'd ignore it and that by the time they got it, it'd be too late for them to come anyway. The day of our wedding finally came, and it was beautiful. The town we ended up planting our roots in helped us out a lot. People donated tables and chairs and their services. We even got our venue for free. The only thing I really spent anything on was our rings and Shay's dress. I wanted to be the one to give those to her. And with the money I'd made modeling here and there, I was able to get her the dress and the ring she deserved. My sisters were the furthest from my mind that day. I didn't even think they'd show. But they did. As the officiator called for any objections, just like in movies and telenovelas, a shout was heard from the back of the church.
Stop this wedding!
Three voices exclaimed in a chorus. Heads turned to look for the source of the disruption, and there they were. Angela, Lacey, and Mary stood close to the church doors, all wearing black and their faces tinted with fury. My sisters strutted up the aisle and put their hands on me.
What is the reason for the objection?
The priest began to say, but he was interrupted by demonic hisses from my sisters.
Shut up, old man! Angela warned the priest. Stop this wedding! He's not allowed to marry this stupid girl!
I struggled against my sisters pushing and pulling.
And who am I supposed to marry then?
I love Shay! I yelled, trying as much as I could to have myself heard over their screeching.
You're supposed to marry us!
Screamed Mary. The priest was so taken aback at what he'd heard. He made the sign of the cross over himself.
You can't marry your brother, I'm afraid, said the priest as calmly as he could. And besides, one man can't marry all three of you.
Didn't I tell you to shut it?
Angela hissed at the priest again.
It's legal in some states, piped in Mary.
Or we can just convert religions, suggested Lacey.
But he gets to marry me first, said Angela.
No, me, exclaimed Mary.
No, I get to marry him first. I'm not going to share a wedding day with you two, protested Lacey.
They pushed and pulled and began to tear my clothes apart with their struggling. Everyone seemed to forget that my real bride, the one I really wanted to marry, was still there. She pushed my sisters away, their claws still digging into my tuxedo, and as they all fell onto the church floor, they took bits of my clothing with them. It was a full-on cat fight. There was lots of hair pulling and screeching. Shay slapped my sister silly, and as all of that happened, nobody seemed interested in what I wanted. Who I wanted. The priest began to shower us with holy water. He could not believe his eyes and ears. Neither could the people watching. Phones were up in the air and recording us. The media was also there, given that Shay and I were still minor celebrities at that point. Everything was caught on tape, and the whole tableau made for a very interesting headline. Shay and I were the talk of the town again.
Hey,
No publicity's bad publicity, right?
The picture of my sisters and Shay full-on brawling on the church floor as the priest sprayed them with holy water made it to the front page of every newspaper. It always made me laugh how I was just standing there with a defeated look in my eyes. One magazine even asked me to recreate that photo with other models for a billboard. I got paid really, really well for that shoot. Shay and I eventually did get our dream wedding, and none of my sisters were invited. It was in one of my friends' backyard, with only a handful of people, the ones that really mattered to us. The ceremony was sweet and simple, and Shay was as beautiful as ever. That day, we finally began the rest of our lives together.